Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, podcast fans. That sounds weird. Hello, people who listen to podcasts. I love you. I am very pleased that you're here, and please continue doing so. But if you'd like to, in addition to hearing my voice, see the face as the words come out, episodes of Probably True are now available on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/probablytruepodcast or search Probably True. And also, if you're there, like and subscribe and put the notifications on and all that kind of thing and share it with your friends, just because I'm new and the algorithm is a pain in the tits, basically. And we all know how cracking my tits are. So if you could, that'd be fantastic. Thanks very much. Let's get on with it, shall we? This is Probably True. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. Some tart messaged me on Grindr the other day saying, "Hey man, how are you doing?" It seems to be happening a lot more than it used to, and I'm kinda used to it. I mostly do my best to give them a gentle reminder, along the lines of Janet from The Good Place, just be like, "Not a man, but I'm fine, thank you. How are you?" Or whatever. To be honest, it's nice when people don't start with just horny, or even worse, when they don't use words at all and just send you a picture of some not particularly picturesque part of their anatomy. Although that gets you an instant block. Use your words. It's sexy. It's fun. Once someone sent me a picture like that, and I just ordered a donut. I had to send it back. Anyway, not a man. The other day I said, "Not a man." And he replied, "Oh, sorry, I saw your beard and assumed. You don't look non-binary." Which is a new one on me, actually. I haven't got a beard. I've got a little bit of scruff because I don't shave every day. I think the word in German is Stubel. It might be. You don't know. Anyway, my Stubel aside, my Grindr profile has my pronouns, literally the words "don't call me man," and a picture of me in a nice dress. It is a very nice dress. It's very pretty. It's quite swishy, and I look amazing in it. But apparently that wasn't enough to not look non-binary. I would, in fact, be wearing that dress right now, but one, it's cold, and two, when I sat down in it, the strap pinged off, because my boobs are too big. Yet another victim of my enormous bazooms. Where was I? There was one guy I corrected as we were hooking up. I can't remember what he said. It was something like, "Oh, you're so manly." I'm like, "Oh, no, man." And he's like, "Oh, cool. Anyway, om nom 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 nom." And that was quite nice. Quite pleased with that. Didn't let him put him off or anything. I was like, "Oh, yay." Also, teeth. Then later on, as our activities progressed, he was whispering in my ear a few ideas he had for things he'd like for us to do together. Again, use your words. It's pretty sexy, and it is always nice to be with someone who knows what they want and how to ask for it. As he was whispering these delightful and rather acrobatic things he wanted to try in my ear, he accidentally misgendered me, and so I just jumped in like, "Oh, non-binary, remember?" And then he said, "Oh, sorry, it's hard to remember you're non-binary when you're naked." And to be fair, I was waving a big veiny distraction at him. But at the same time, gender's got nothing to do with genitals. And I'm not going to tuck or buy flesh-coloured underwear and pretend to be action man. Action person? Again, for the cheap seats in the back, gender isn't about genitals. Whatever lurks between my legs has nothing to do with my gender, no matter how big and veiny and weird-smelling it might be. I generally give people one or two gentle reminders, and then things start to get a little bit more pointed. A lot of people say things like, "Oh, sorry, it's a reflex, I didn't mean anything," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know, I forget too. In fact, I'm the worst person for misgendering myself, I do it all the time." But the point is, I correct myself, and so should you. Because what people who say, "Oh, sorry," and then keep doing it are actually saying is, "I don't care enough to put in the effort to change this. It's your problem, not mine." The only real apology is changed behaviour. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on apologising at some point, because so many people get it wrong. Anyway, that's not for now. T- to be honest, it kind of got me down a bit because I was wondering, am I doing it wrong? Am I not waving my non-binary flag hard enough? Am I letting the side down? So I did some research. Well, I say I did some research. I was going to read some articles, but they were really boring and very long and full of really big words like praxis, and I don't know what that means. So I looked up some videos on YouTube, but they were all really long and quite boring, and I didn't watch them. I read some headlines, but no, I didn't. I looked at some memes. I'm not a very clever person, and my attention span is buggered. So I looked at some memes, and now I'm pretending I know what I'm talking about. Are you happy? Good. Shall we carry on? So after doing this rigorous research, I was ready and waiting for the next fuck muppet to say, oh, you don't look non-binary, because I had a whole response ready. And here we go. Oh, you don't look non-binary? Really? What does non-binary look like? I was hoping that this was going to cause some kind of logic explosion in their brains and like steam was going to come out their ears and you'd see their eyes kind of widen as they understood the potential gender landscape that wasn't restrained by the patriarchy and the constructs that we already have in society. Wanky, wanky, word, word. But no. Twice I've done this, and both times they've come up with immediate responses. First one just said, bimini bomboulash. As if, you know, that was obvious. Thing is, though, right? Bimini, yeah, is a drag queen. They were on Rupert's Drag Brunch, or whatever it's called. I think they won, or should have won, or were robbed, or something. I don't know. I don't watch it, and I'm afraid to say anything because there's a lot of drag gays, and they are quite scary when they get passionate. So that means that their job pretty much revolves around... Hang on, I've written this down. Serving Luke's boots the house down, yes, God. Which I think we can all agree. Anyway, Bimini is a drag queen. And you might want to pull up a chair or a face because you're going to have to sit down for this bit. They don't always look like that. They do not spend hours putting on all that makeup to go to Tesco's. Nor do they turn up to the gym in full drag, one assumes. Because you'd have to reinforce your heels before you could lift anything. That'd be cool, though. Anyway, the other quick-fire answer I got from some tart when I asked them what non-binary looked like was Sam Smith. Now, I like to do my research, as we've covered, so I did a bit of a Google about Sam Smith. Lots of shirts and jackets. Sometimes shirts and no jacket. Sometimes a bit of makeup. Occasionally, a spangly top. Although there is that one outfit of Sam Smith's that looks like they squeezed into some skin-tight rubber and then had a really terrible bout of digestive distress. I googled how much that outfit cost, by the way. Ridiculous. So there you go. That is officially what non-binary people should look like. Somewhere between a drag queen and 4 grand's worth of rubber stretched around a fart bubble. You're welcome. I hope my sarcasm was pretty obvious there, because... Basically, the whole point of the thing is that there is no one way to look non-binary. We get to look however we want. We get to choose from all the clothes, not just the ones that people say we should wear. See, as a queer who's in their early 30s, shut the fuck up, I can remember when all this was Fields. And back in the day, I remember hearing quite often, you don't look gay. And what people meant by that, of course, was gay people are always... clean and stylish and washed and thin and smelling nice. You are a weird, angry blob of unwashed rags and filthy hair. Therefore, you are doing it wrong. So, if you want to be a proper gay, have a shower, lose some weight, and find out what a cravat is fast. And I was just like, can't you just leave me alone to suck dick and wear whatever I like? Nope. Eat a salad and start coming up with sassy one-liners, fucko! I mean, that was a reconstruction, but you get where I'm going. Eventually, as more gay people became visible and accepted, it kind of dawned on the boring people that anyone can be gay. You don't have to be thin and stylish and sassy. Although you really should bathe every day. Seriously, it took me a long time to learn that one. Don't make my mistakes. And so now, hearing people say, you don't look non-binary, or, oh, you don't look trans, just seems like a dance remix of, you don't look gay. And what they mean by that, of course, is always, ooh, you're different. I don't understand this thing that you are, and rather than educating myself and perhaps learning some things, I'm going to lean on tired old stereotypes. And then, if you don't fit into those stereotypes, it's a you problem, not a me problem. Another example of this. Back before the world ended, if you turned up to work in an office in jeans and a t-shirt, you'd probably get bollocked for it. Because you had to dress appropriately. Shirts and ties in the office. You don't look professional. And then, when the world ended, and we all sat at home answering our emails in our pants and a hoodie, and people realised, oh shit, that shirt and tie didn't actually make any difference to the amount of work that got done, or how professional I am. Slowly, the world realised that you don't need to wear a shirt and tie to get the job done. Because it doesn't really matter. It's just a construct that we all kind of went along with. And then when it no longer suited us, we were able to put it down and nothing really changed. And do you know what else is a construct, everybody? Gender. Oh, you dress like a man. Bitch, I'm in jeans and a t-shirt and a hoodie. Literally everyone wears this. This is as non-binary as it gets. Oh, you've got facial hair. Bitch, so did my nan. Most women do, in fact. There's a whole industry based around getting rid of it and pretending it was never there. It's a human thing. We're quite hairy as a species. We only pretend not to be now. Because again, constructs. Oh, you don't look non-binary. Bitch, you don't look like a knobhead. And yet.
That was Probably True, the LGBTQ plus storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you liked it, then join the Patreon. Or just tell all your friends. If you didn't like it, tell me. Come at me, bro.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.